Hey, baby, you're free, right? Good. Well, I have some things to update you on. I had lunch with him. It went good, really good. Well, we met in his office. We stole a pizza from the break room. It was all business for a while. I could tell he was a little nervous. He kept like sneaking little peeks at me. I think he was hoping I wouldn't notice. Yeah, I was wearing that blouse you really like. Yes, the one that sits just above the gray area of acceptable cleavage at work. He was trying to be respectful, I mean, considering I'm a taken girl. Yeah, it was really nice. I could really see the hunger in his eyes, though. I mean, he wasn't being creepy about it. I'm not that irresistible, surely. Wow, really? An airplane reference focus beam? Yeah, I mean, eventually we stopped talking about business and we're just chatting about our personal lives. Typical small talk. He asked about us a little, and I asked about his situation. Yeah, if he was single, I mean, he is. He just got out of a long-term relationship. Well, I got a little flirty. He seemed surprised after I sung your praises earlier, but he definitely didn't stop flirting back. Well, how are you feeling, baby? Still good? God, there's much more. Yeah. I heard that little breath. Perv. Well, hold your horses a little, okay? Like, all in due time. I told him that we were open when I was away at work. No, I didn't just blurt it out. I mean, it came up naturally, just kind of talking about how I dealt with travel, with being away from home. And he smiled. It was this like cheerful, confident smile. It was really disarming. And then he asked me a few questions about it. He was like sitting behind his desk, and I was kind of off to the side. And he had all these like boxes piled up in front of the desk, so I told him not to bother moving them when I sat down. And we were close. I mean, my knee could have touched him if I moved the chair forward. Skirt and some stockings. I mean, not too short, but he got a decent look at my legs. Yeah, and I mean, when I explained our arrangement, and he seemed to get more confident, like leaning forward, and he put his hand on my knee and told me how lucky I was. God, babe, it was electric. I felt like I'd been holding my breath. He noticed how much I liked it, I think, and he like slid closer to me and he asked me what I thought of him. I told him the truth, that I liked hanging out with him and he reminded me of you. Well, I could sense he was like a little hesitant still. I mean, I know I said it would only be lunch and flirting, but I wanted to do a little test. I mean, for me and you, see if it was actually okay with us. What do I mean? I kissed him. I made the first move. I just leaned forward and kissed him. Deep. Like right in the middle of the office. I mean, the blinds were closed so no one could see, but it made me excited to be naughty with everyone around. I'm touching myself. I ran straight to my office after meeting to call you. No one can see me with my hand up my skirt, just buried in my panties. Play with me, babe. I know you're excited. Just please stroke yourself. I want to know how much this turns you on. Oh, that's it, baby. That's it. Tell you more about him. He was such a good kisser. Our mouths are kind of closed at first, and then he snuck his tongue out, and it was so good. Well, it was kind of awkward. You're kind of sitting in a weird way, and so I stood up after God, I don't know how long. Felt like a while, but I'm sure it wasn't even a minute. And slid his laptop out of the way, and I sat on the edge of his desk. My legs spread just a little so we could see more of them. He stood up, and he leaned over me. God, I was so sexy, babe. Oh, baby, you're loving this. God, I love it too. It's so dirty. No, we didn't have sex. Like, no clothes came off, but he put his hands on either side of me on the desk, and he just kissed me. He kissed my lips, my neck. I had to remind him not to leave hickeys. He was pretty excited. He's a good boy, though. Just kissed it first and tried to press against me. Like, he was testing the boundaries, too. Like, so respectful. But a hand on his chest. And he seems like he's in good shape. And then he started touching me. God, babe, it's like he knew exactly what buttons to press. He pushed my hair out of the way as he kissed me, and he slid his hands down my neck, down to the top of my chest. Yeah, my panties were so good. God, he could probably smell me. I wanted him so bad. I wanted him to take me right there, but I don't want to push too fast. I know what you said. I know, baby. I wanted to make sure. I can tell. You sound like you're getting close to God. Just a hopeless pair of pervs, aren't we? I'll tell you more. We just kept kissing. My hands were wandering like his were. He squeezed my tits over my blouse, and I felt his ass. Fuck, it was really fucking nice. I did, baby. I wanted him to reach in my skirt and pull my panties down and unbutton my blouse. I wanted to see his cock. I wanted to touch it. I wanted to taste it. Feel it inside me. It was different. Yeah, it was different. But he touched me and he kissed me like you. My head couldn't decide between imagining you there and just wanting to fuck him. To have sex with this other guy. You want me to be a good little slut for him, don't you? And touch him, kiss him, suck him, fuck him. I wonder if he'll be as good with his fingers and his tongue as you are. I bet he will be. I bet it'll make me come so hard. Oh, maybe that's it. That's it. Tell me what you want to do to me. Yes. Oh, God. Maybe you're gonna make me come. Keep saying it. Oh my God. I'm coming. Come with me. Please. Please. That's it. That's it. Fuck. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Okay. needed that. Sounds like you did too. Any second thoughts now that we've both come? Good. Me neither. There wasn't much more. We both got emails saying it's time for a meeting, so we had to stop. I fixed up my hair a bit and drank some water. Didn't talk much. I think we were both trying to calm down from being so worked up. Before we left, he asked if I wanted to go get dinner and drinks to celebrate the new office. I told him I'd text later to let him know. He nodded and he gave me a little pat on the butt and we left laughing. Do you want me to go with him? You know I want to, babe. Then I'll text him now. Thank you. Just give me 1 second. Gotta find his name. Yes, I'll follow you tonight. Meet at the hotel lobby, 7 p.m. Okay, send. Hey, do you want to pick out what I wear later tonight? Really? Oh, I'm so glad. Do you remember what I packed, or do you need pictures? Well, yeah, I mean, I wasn't really prepared to go out on a date. I did pack something in case people wanted to go out, though. Yeah, that one with the straps. I mean, it's still pretty modest, but not exactly business wear. Okay, I'll wear that. Stockings. I brought the new lingerie you bought me. The black lacy bra and the panties. You want me to wear that, too? God, babe, that's so sexy. I will. I'll wear it for you and for him. I gotta go soon. More meetings. I miss you, baby. Love you so much. I mean, even though we're doing all this, I just want you to know I'd rather be at home with you. This is fun, too. I'll text you later and let you know what's going on, okay? We'll be in meetings a while, and I'll have to rush back to the hotel to freshen up and get dressed before my date. I don't want to be rude and text you all night, but I'll keep you updated. Just feel free to use your get-out-of-jail-free card at any time, okay? Talk to you later, perv. Bye-bye.